This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has extended the emergency disaster declaration for another 30 days due to COVID-19. He also extended the Colorado National Guard's deployment to continue assisting public health officials fighting coronavirus. The order gives the state health department $82 million more to address the pandemic and the Department of Public Safety another $15 million. The Army says 50 soldiers from Fort Carson are on their way to help with growing coronavirus threat in Texas. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Medical and support personnel from Fort Carson's 627th Hospital Center set up a field hospital in a Seattle stadium back in April, but it closed just days later, not having seen a single patient. This time around, U.S. Northern Command is trying to better meet demand by embedding the soldiers in civilian hospitals in the San Antonio area. The troops are expected to begin working there later this week, where there's been a surge in COVID-19 patients. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Denver District Attorney will review the findings of a police department investigation into a driver who hit a protester near the state capitol during recent demonstrations. The DA will decide whether to press charges against the driver. Prosecutors can still gather information beyond what police submitted. Red flag warning for another couple of hours for Grand Junction and Vail. Currently 91 in Denver, 97 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.